Yeah, we give a middling account of ourselves. I think we started the game pretty poorly. Give away a bad goal. Longford looked quite sharp in the first 15-20 minutes, but we got the grips with their movement after that, and the game started settling. It was pretty even then for the last 15 in the first half. I know probably Longford created probably most of the scoring opportunities, 3 or 4 one-on-ones, but I felt in general play we were not bad. I just felt the final third we just didn't have enough of a cutting edge. We just weren't sharp enough to in the final third to work the keeper, you know. But all in all, like, it's a step up for us from our usual league, and we give a good account of ourselves.
And in all fairness, you as a keeper didn't have to make many excellent saves, you know, kind of standard saves you made.
Yeah, they were pretty. There were a few one-on-ones, but they were pretty straightforward. Like, they didn't overwork me with them. Like, they probably could have done better themselves, but as I say, there was nothing. I didn't have to do something. Nothing. Amazing or anything, like, you know, they were straightforward enough.
When Town were pressing for that second goal, were you hoping to get them in the break?
We were hoping to just create a chance. Like, we didn't really feel like we were soaking up any pressure or anything. They didn't have a heap multitude of corners or free kicks or anything like that. Like, the game's pretty open and pretty even. I was just hoping in the final third that we just that cutting edge or something would drop to us or something. You know, we would work something, but like, it wasn't to be on the night, you know.
Were you expecting to be a lot busier tonight?
Not necessarily, no. I think each year in, year out, we've played League of Ireland opposition in this competition, the FA Cup, and look, there's always, we were lost 1-0 in Galway last season, we lost 2-0 to Limerick earlier on the season in the FA Cup, we lost 1-0 to Harps the season before that, like, so we're thereabouts, like, we're just a wee bit short, like, in terms of, you know, probably the step up and, you know, the wee bit of know-how and the wee bit of fitness from the senior teams, you know, but we are a decent side and we have very good players, you know. It's just, you know, I suppose getting that result would be nice, you know.
That's it, and I suppose you're probably fed up with moral victories, are you?
I don't like the word, like, as I say, I said to the guys, it is a moral victory, but like, as I say, I've been saying that this last 4 or 5 years. We would like to turn the team over, and I think, you know, tonight was an opportunity that I think we missed, to be honest, but it's football, you know.
As you said, though, the step up there is that there, even from the First Division to the Premier Division, we found finding in the League of Ireland. So for yourselves, obviously, there is that step
up. Yeah, look, I'm sure Longford are training probably 3, 4, 5 times a week. You know, I'd be happy to get my whole group in once a week, like, to be honest. You know, we train twice a week, but, you know, if I get the full squad together once a week, I'm delighted every week, you know. So it's a massive difference. I've come playing the League of Ireland for a long years in the Irish League as well. I know the sacrifice the players make, and all the effort and the commitment of living their lives to be footballers, you know, and it's just that is the slight difference. It's not quality. We have a lot of players of the quality that could play in the League of Ireland and have played in the League of Ireland. You know, it's just that the way they live their lives, and, you know, train 4, 5, 6 times a week, you know.
Because I was actually going to say that to you, because a few players that actually caught our eyes tonight.
Oh, yeah, we have loads of talent. We have loads of players. Look, we don't want 6 doubles.
Keeper's
in a row.
Okay.
The keeper's probably the worst player. This is keeper's first game in 6 months, so it is. We have loads of players. Like, you don't want 6 doubles in a row in your own competitions without being a good side, you know. So we're consistently very good, and as I say, consistently competing against these teams year in, year out, which is brilliant for a small club like our own, you know. And it's a real, real achievement. And I've said it before, and
you're just waiting for that one victory, though.
Well, they beat Galway United in 2011. They did 3-1 in this competition. So that, but like as I say, we've had a lot of near misses since that. And as I say, we'd like to turn the team over again, and it might come, it might not. I don't know, but it would be nice for the lads, you know.